This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Eva Parkes, P-A-R-K-E-S, date of birth 3/13/1948. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Parkes with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, smoking, COD secondary to smoking, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and anemia. Her last visit was April 21st of this year. Her weight is up 4 pounds over the last 6 months, but she does fluctuate up and down 4 to 5 pounds every 6 months and usually stays right in the 120 range. Her metformin has been changed from 500 milligram once a day to 500 milligrams on Monday, Wednesday, Friday only, since her last hemoglobin A1C was 5.4. So her diabetes has got improved control currently. And she's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No chest pain or palpitations. Chronic dyspnea on exertion. No current cough or sputum production. No wheezing. She is trying to quit smoking but has been unable to do so. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, in addition to the metformin, I'll highlight lisinopril 20 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, Lipitor, Advair, and Tylenol if needed for pain. Physical exam, weight 124 pounds, pulse 80, blood pressure is 122 over 68. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs have end expiratory wheezes bilaterally and a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft without ascites and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 28th, 2025. Creatinine stable at 1.5. Estimated GFR is 36. Albumin 4.0, phosphorus 3.9, calcium is 8.7, electrolytes are normal, her hemoglobin is 11.6, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable but fluctuating creatinine levels. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, anemia of chronic disease. And 4, COPD secondary to longstanding smoking. And the patient will have lab studies every 3 months, and a follow-up visit will be scheduled for 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.